Welcome to NOW5!
Multicolored disco lights and loud music all add to the atmosphere of New Ohio Wrestling's latest showdown at an indoor sports complex in Grove City. This night's event featured 7 matches. It wraps up by 10, so kids who attend can get to bed at a reasonable time. Donnie and Terry Hoover founded the league. The couple has 4 daughters. They founded NOW so Donnie could re-engage with his passion, wrestling, and let his family enjoy it at the same time.
Our family-friendly version is, you know, they don't cuss. I mean, they argue with the kids. They get, you know, they do what they're supposed to do, but they don't do any, there's no, like, you know, slip of the nudity or no vulgarity, no blood and guts.
What they're supposed to do is entertain. Wrestling is as much theater as it is athleticism. Donnie Hoover passes out a 4-page play-by-play rundown to all the wrestlers in the locker room before the first match. They already know who will win and who will lose. While the wrestlers don't swear, they aren't afraid to embrace stereotypes that some would consider racist. There was the black Superman Onyx, a large African-American man. The nearly all-white audience loved him. One of the tag teams was Hillbilly Jock Samson and Papa Dingo, an African savage captured in Madagascar. Jock Samson's in a cowboy hat and shorts. Even though Papa Dingo is African-American, he wears blackface and a zebra print singlet.
This is our first night. I flew him in over here on a chartered flight. I believe Uganda?
Madagascar,
you know, one of my islands out there in Africa.
As a savage, part of Papa Dingo's character is that he's too unintelligent to speak, so Jock Samson translates everything he says.
This is our first time tagging together because I went on a big tour of Southern Africa, and then I hit the island of Madagascar, and I said, look at that big, savage son of a I need to bring him to the States.
They even wanted me to get into the act. That night, I wore a Ugandan soccer jersey. It's my ethnicity.
Who's not got that?
He would like you to be his 16th wife.
What an offer.
Well, I mean, you don't have a choice, really. The tribes of Madagascar, they just tell their wife what they're going to do.
Papa Dingo then started patting my hair and touching my shoulders. After a few uncomfortable minutes, we went our separate ways. Papa Dingo wouldn't break character, so I tracked him down after the event. His name is Jabari Hawthorne, and he's been wrestling since he was 13.
I came up with Papa Dingo once we was in Southern Ohio with WBW, and they wanted a character that was over the top.
Hawthorne drew inspiration from Kamala, a wild savage gimmick played by James Harris in the WWE. He does not consider his act racist, just simple entertainment that makes people laugh.
Anytime, you know, I can change and, you know, do what I want to do.
Papa Dingo is simply who he wants to be.
I think gimmicks are necessary, especially if you would like want to sell merchandise, t-shirts, and things of that nature. So I would think it would be more necessary to have a gimmick. So, and on top of that, I enjoy doing it.
This kind of stereotyping is nothing new in wrestling, according to Lawrence DeGaris. He's a former pro wrestler and writes about the performative aspect of wrestling.
You know, you're in the ring in tights, your body's exposed. So for wrestlers, your body's always at the center of your gimmick. I mean, you can't escape it.
He says wrestling's reliance on stereotypes is called cheap heat. It's a way to elicit reactions. 12-year-old Gwen Quinby loved the show.
My parents found out about it, and we've gone to every single one of them. It's way closer than WWE, and the people get up close, and it's live action.
League founder Donnie Hoover says he doesn't assign characters to wrestlers. He says they put together their own storylines.
The majority of their actual matches and stuff, we let them figure it out. That's, you know, they're the professional wrestlers. They know what they like to do, want to do, so we just let them do their thing. We kind of lighten up on the ring.
So far, the model's bringing success. And New Ohio Wrestling sticking with it. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.